AircheckDownloads.com.
Radio 1 Stereo.
And now, the money program.
Hello. Well, later in the program, we reveal the true state of the economy as the Bank of England announces a closing down sale. Why on the new £50 notes the Queen's tiara has a pawn ticket on it. And we talk to a South African millionaire who tells us what it feels like to have piles of gold. Wealthy, but uncomfortable. First, though, hints for the small businessman. And to demonstrate this week's tip, virile 29-year-old teetotal Adrian Just.
Thank you.
Well, I'm up here on a second-floor window ledge at Broadcasting House, and I'm about to get my first lesson in business from multinational boss Izzy Cohen. Are you down there, Izzy?
Yeah! Now listen, when I say jump, I want you to jump.
But it's a 20-foot drop.
So, I'm gonna catch you. What's the matter? Don't you trust me?
Well, of course I trust you.
Right then, jump!
Okay.
There, you just learnt your first lesson in business. Never trust nobody.
I think I'll just stick on the radio to make my living. Mind you, doing radio for the money is a bit like, well, joining a monastery to meet girls.
Stop saying nasty things about my wife, you know, and I mean, especially as today is our anniversary, I mustn't, you know. And it's just 12 years ago today when she said, I do. It certainly surprised me because I didn't think she did.
And apparently last night they were sexually compatible for the first time in 12 years. They both had a headache.
Super tramp.
Remember the first time I heard that on Round Table, I thought, that won't be a hit. But as usual, I proved wrong. Supertramp, and it's raining again. Oh, not again. It's always on Saturdays when you're out shopping.
Morning, Mr. Braithwaite.
Morning, Mrs. F.
Can I have £7 of small onions, please?
£7 of small onions? Are you pickling?
No, it's running off me umbrella.
Adrian Just.
After the Lord Mayor's show, who else?
You said it, dear, not me.
Ah, love it, love it. A flock of seagulls and wishing I had a photograph of you. Well, that's easily fixed. I know a marvellous photographer. What's his name now? Oh, yes. Hilary St. Clair.
Oh, my word. I bet he's all corduroys and blow waves.
Shut up. Get inside.
No, no, no. Don't move.
Who, me?
Oh, a vision of sheer heaven. Thy paint with light. Oh, swipe me, paints with light.
The great Jesse.
I went to him recently. I said, can you do me a photograph that does me justice? He said, ducky with a face like yours, not justice you want. It's mercy. You've got the sound of summer, Radio 1. That was Donna Summer, who sings better than I do. With the State of Independence.
Well, friends, there are no greater states of independence than those in the USA, where any kid can grow up to be Jonathan King.
Big deal!
If he's not careful. And any old B-movie actor can grow up to be... you know who.
I think we should get right to the questions. Over here.
Mr. President, last week you invited several liberal Democrats to dinner. Did you have a special purpose in having them at the White House?
Yes, Nancy has never seen one.
Mr. President, we've noticed you always look down at your feet when you speak. Now, why is that?
Well, you'd look down, too, if you owned a horse ranch. Yes, the fellow with the toupee, yes.
Mr. President, what are you going to do for the little man in America?
Get him a little woman. Yes, yes, the lady with the rash, yes. Yes.
Lobby says that every unborn baby has a right to life. In your opinion, sir, at what point should a fetus be regarded as a human being?
When it votes Republican.
Mr. President, how are you feeling? How is your health?
Well, thank you. Yes.
What would you like to be doing after you get out of office?
Breathing.
Someone said to him the other day, what do you think about South African apartheid? He said, well, they're not as juicy as the Jaffas. That'll be a hit or my name isn't.
Adrian Philbin!
It's by a group called Incantation, and it's called Cachapea.
We all know what that means.
Well, I don't know about that, but down at British Rail, it's the non-payers they're trying to catch.
Teat! Teat!
Look at this. British Rail lose another 10 million. I blame it on management. Too much dead wood up top, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think the present structuring leaves a lot to be desired. It's totally inefficient.
No, no, no. The reason British Rail don't make it pay is their staff. Bone idle, a lot of them.
Seats, please.
Seats, please. Oh, here he comes again. Quick, under the seats, everybody.
What a pretty piece. That's Voyager, and why don't we pull in at the Halfway Hotel? Well, looks a nice place. Let's try inside.
Let's come back!
It's not that bad. Ask this bloke. Yes, I must admit it can be a bit difficult. I was up there once and there was a bloke fishing by the canal. He said, hey, your puff caught a whale. I said, caught a whale? Where is it? He said, I threw it back. There were no spokes in it. Altered images and I could be happy. But this show will soon put a stop to that. Well, they do say that your happiest days are when you're a youngster, don't they? And this chap certainly were.
And forevermore I was good at. Forevermore. And one time they changed it to forever now. Almost broke my neck. Forevermore now.
Ah, there were marvellous singers in his family. Had to be. There's no lock on the bathroom door. Human League. I can't even get in the fourth division. And here comes the Mirror Man. Ah, I don't think it's the Mirror Man. Looks more like the editor of the Star to me.
Johnson, I want a word with you.
Yes, Chief.
It's about this article you've written.
Well, what's the matter with it?
What's the matter with it? It isn't clear. How many times have I got to tell you? You must write it so the stupidest person will understand.
Oh, right, Chief. Now, which bit don't you understand?
Just think, 2 years ago I knew nothing about the newspaper business. I thought Lou Grant was a home improvement scheme.
There's one there somewhere.
Now improving your homes, minds, bodies, and heroes, Dionne Warwick. Oh, what a monster. The Gibb brothers wrote it, Dionne Warwick sung it, and I back announced it. I got the easy job. That, of course, was Heartbreaker. And as we all know, life can be full of heartbreaks.
Oh, Fiona, tonight you're dancing with me, but tomorrow I just know you'll be seeing another man.
Yes, Reggie, my Shrubberdus. Do you want a manicure while you're being shaved, sir?
Oh, yeah, please, honey. Say, how about you and me going out to dinner tonight, huh?
Oh, but I can't, sir. I'm married.
So? Tell the old man you gotta work late, huh?
You tell him. He's the one that's shaving you.
Darling, I have some good news and some bad news. The good news is I'm receiving £50,000 severance pay.
And the bad news?
Wait till you hear what they've severed.
Darling, I'm afraid I've crashed the car again.
Crashed the car? Which one?
The concertina.
You mean the cortina?
No, I don't.
Hey, don't be silly that. Well, there's somebody who'll be looking for a new motor, and here's just the chap to help them.
What?
Cash in hand, darling. That's the title of that one, and it came from Defoam.
Hello, John. What's the damage, John? Minicabs here, John. FOB, fish on board, heading for Fulham, John.
Yeah, that's them. Oh, he's on the fiddle. Yes, all the real shenanigans go on the other side of London. Or as Marvin Gaye puts it, sexual Ealing. Oh, number five is that one. Sexual Healing from Marvin Gaye.
He's nice, isn't he?
No, we should have to watch out. Got a drop of bromide in her tea.
Yes, while you're about it, you better find some for these two.
As soon as I finish it, I'm going to recommend they ban it.
I bought a book last week called How to Sin. It turned out to be volume 2 of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Oh, what little sweetie. Mary Wilson and Beware Boyfriend. Well, another mini-budget again this week, and see the Chancellor said that next spring there's going to be a slight change of emphasis in some areas. I wonder.
So, no change there.
Did you hear about the bloke who had a glass eye and the doctor said, how are you getting on with it? He said, oh, it's great, Doc, but can you drill a hole in it so I can see where I'm going? Last one of the show is Carnival Time! No news is better than bad news from Chico and the Chili Sisters. Bet they're hot stuff. And that is about it for this week. I'll see you near Oswestry on Wednesday, Blackpool on Thursday, and back here on Saturday. Hope you'll join me one way or the other. Meantime, from Ron and myself, it's cheerio, and ponder on this thought. If a hyena swallowed an Oxo cube, would he make himself a laughing stock?
Aircheckdownloads.com.